way through the government's term in office, Czechs are so fed up with political infighting and corruption scandals that 80% of them are in favour of early elections. For this week's Panorama, I spoke to Jan Hartl from the STEM polling agency about the mood of the public, what people think of Czech politicians, and whether the developments of the past few months have robbed them of any illusions they may have had regarding politics.
Well, they don't have too much illusions about the politics. To put it in simple words, people think that politics is a dirty business and that a majority of politicians are crooks, and that their main motivation to enter politics was in fact to get money from politics. So they are not very much surprised by corruption affairs and nepotist practices in politics. What's relatively new in our situation is that people start to see political elites as professionally incompetent. They have not many illusions about their moral profile, but they thought that in contrast to former communist leaders, they are much more professionally sound and they are much more competent. And recently it seems that they start to lose even those illusions, and that's the main change of perception, that formerly they thought, well, after decades of communism, the country is devastated and it will take a lot of time before it gets better. The most important is that our children will live in a better world than we do. And recently we can observe a decreasing proportion of people who believe that the children would be better off economically, morally. It comes together with economic crisis, but it also comes together with a moral crisis of society after more than 20 years of post-communist transformation.
Is this perception putting young people off from entering politics and maybe effecting a change for the better in time?
Yeah, well, the loss of future is in the mind of the people. It's disturbing, but the situation is not totally hopeless. People did not resign on public affairs in general. They still are relatively active. It means that they intend to attend the elections. They are still interested in politics. They are not that much alienated from politics that they would totally resign on public sphere.
What about young people entering politics?
That's the young people. It's a big question mark of the future development. Until recently, we could observe that the young generation is not interested in politics at all. They abstain to a large extent from elections, and they seem to be driven by other issues than public affairs. In the last elections, there was a slight change which showed a bigger interest of the young generation in politics, and it was reflected by the fact that their proportion of people who attended elections was roughly the same as the proportion of the young people in the population. Before that, elections were attended much more by older generation than by the young. What will happen in the next election, it's a big question mark, and what intrigues me the most is whether the young generation would be able to activize itself and say, well, that style of politics, what we have, is not acceptable anymore. But there are no signs to show such a development yet.
There is now general disgruntlement with the performance in office of the three centre-right parties. Has that made the Communist Party more acceptable to the public?
The Communist Party is not a nightmare, which used to be during the 90s. Partly it's the factor of two decades which passed since the breakdown of communism. Another factor is that anti-communist campaigns always appear very shortly before every election to scare people of the future and to show that the communists are the biggest threat. And a large proportion of people who don't like communists themselves say, well, what you try to do is not fair. If you really feel that communists are so bad that they make a big harm to the society, so move to get them out. So it's a somewhat more complicated issue. If you ask people whether or people of leftist orientation, whether the possible coalition of CSSD, it's social democracy and communists, would be acceptable to them, the majority would say yes. And even people who are, as I have said before, even people who are of the anti-communist persuasion think that it's just utilitarian misuse of the anti-communist card, which is taken time to time just to manipulate the situation, and that it's not a real issue of this society.
Right. Now, Czechs usually react to bad times with a wicked sense of humour. They poke fun of politicians. There are satirical plays. Is this happening now? Because times are certainly bad as far as, you know, opinion polls indicate.
Well, you are right that usually Czechs take the complicated situation with a lot of humour. I think that this time it's a bit blue. It's due to the fact that they are losing the trust in the future and in even in long-term future improvement, and it does not make that humor much happy or easy to flow. We can hear jokes time to time, but it's the jokes are a bit bitter to say.
A recent opinion poll suggested that Czechs were, no longer had the old sense of pride in being Czech. Do you think that what is happening in Czech politics is aiding this process, that people feel that they're ashamed of their politicians and how the Czech Republic is seen and presented abroad?
Yes, I think that they are ashamed of their politicians. It's, I would not say that they are losing national pride. And our data even describe the situation that the people who are proud of their nation and being proud of being Czechs, they are also being proud of being Europeans and the member of European Union. But they are confused by their representation. They are ashamed of their politicians. They are largely disoriented and disenchanted from the situation, and it brings about a general feeling of insecurity and uneasiness.
That was Jan Hartl of the polling agency STEM talking there to Daniela Lazarova for that edition of Panorama.